Welcome to Singing in Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. This is the only radio program in the world focusing on art song, that combination of poetry set to music by a classical composer for voice and piano. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll celebrate the birthday of Georges Bizet, born October 28, 1838. He lived till 1875. We'll begin with a song called The Farewell of the Arab Hostess. You can find the original French words as well as an English translation at hawaiipublicradio.org/singing and other sins.
Sœurs à la douce voix.
That was Cecilia Bartoli with Myungwang Chung Piano with Bizet's Farewell of the Arab Hostess. Bartoli can sound quite enticing. You're listening to Bizet's Birthday Party on Singing and Other Sins. Here's that song again, this time with Jenny Terrell in a classic recording. A vintage recording of The Farewell of the Arab Hostess by Bizet. The mezzo-soprano was Jenny Terrell and the pianist Paul Ulanovsky. She doesn't sound at all like Bartoli, though they're both mezzo-sopranos. She has a certain smoky charm in her delivery. Let's hear another of his songs, which he called Mélodie. It's The Sweet Ocean.
Thank you.
you heard Anne Murray with Graham Johnson in The Sweet Ocean by Bizet. Here's a comparison recording. That was Bizet's Sweet Sea, sung by Stephen Varco, baritone, with Graham Johnson, piano. You already know that he didn't write just songs. He was highly respected in his own time. Johannes Brahms was reputed to have said that he'd walk over hot coals to meet Bizet. Before we hear an instrumental piece of Bizet, here's his most famous song, which we'll hear in three different interpretations. First, from 1955, you'll hear Suzanne Danko in The Song of April, Chanson d'Avril. Remember, you can find the translations at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins.
Lève-toi, lève-toi, le printemps vient de naître. Là-bas sur les vallons flottant les eaux vermeilles, tout frissonne au jardin, tout chante et ta fenêtre, comme un regard joyeux et plein de soleil. Du côté des lilas où tout veut violette, du côté des lilas, mouches et papillons bruissent à la fois. Sauvage et brûlant ses clochettes, à réveiller l'amour. d'avril à semer ses marguerites blanches, laisse ta monte lourde et ton manchot frileux. Déjà l'oiseau t'appelle et tes sœurs les pervenches te souriront dans l'air en voyant tes yeux bleus. Viens, partons au matin, la source est plus limpide. Lève-toi, viens, partons, n'attendons pas de jour les brûlantes chaleurs. Je veux mouiller mes pieds dans la rosée humide et te parler d'amour, d'amour sous les poiriers en fleur. Et te parler d'amour sous les poiriers en fleur.
That was Suzanne Danko with Roger Boutry in The Song of April. How do you like her soprano voice? Let's hear that same song now with baritone Gérard Souzet.
Lève-toi, lève-toi, le printemps vient de naître. Là-bas sur les vallons flottent raisons vermeilles. Tout frissonne au jardin, tout chante et ta fenêtre, comme un regard joyeux et plein de soleil. Du côté des lilas, on touffe fleurette, du côté des lilas, mouches et papillons bruissent à la fois. Dans ses clochettes à réveiller l'amour, l'amour endormi dans les mois, à réveiller l'amour endormi dans les bois. Puisqu'avril a semé ses marguerites blanches, laisse ta menthe lourde et ton manchon frileux. Déjà l'oiseau t'appelle et tes sœurs les pervenches te souriront dans l'air en voyant tes yeux bleus. Viens, partons au matin, la source est plus limpide. Lève-toi, viens, partons, n'attendons pas du jour les brûlantes chaleurs. Je veux mouiller mes pieds dans la rosée et te parler d'amour, d'amour sous les poiriers en fleurs, et te parler d'amour sous les poiriers en fleurs.
That was Gérard Souzet with Dalton Baldwin in The Song of April, Chanson d'Avril by Bizet. Before we hear a modern recording of this song, let's sample a movement from a symphony of this edition of Singing in Other Sins' birthday boy, Georges Bizet.
Thank you.
That was Leonard Bernstein conducting the New York Philharmonic in a movement from Bizet's symphony. Now a modern recording of this composer's most famous song, The Song of April. That was Susan Graham with Malcolm Martineau in Chanson d'Avril, Song of April. It's interesting to hear the different interpretations. Graham's was certainly the sweetest. Bizet's next to most famous opera, The Pearl Fishers, contains one of the most beautiful operatic duets for two male singers. You may have wondered what they're singing about. In Au fond du temple saint, at the back of the holy temple. And though you can read the original French and an English translation at hawaiipublicradio.org/singinganothersins, I'll tell you that the two guys are recalling the time that they first saw this temple priestess and fell in love with her. But since they wished to remain friends, they agreed not to pursue her.
Yeah.
We just heard a Jussi Björling and Robert Merrill in the classic recording of the duet from Bizet's Pearl Fishers. Let's return to Mélodie and hear Absence, this time with a light tenor.
Reviens, ma bien-aimée, comme une fleur du soleil. La fleur de ma vie est fermée, et de ton sourire fermée. Oh,
that was Vincent Cole with Patrick Stevens in Bizet's Mélodie Absence. Here's a comparison recording, Not exact, because the following voice is a mezzo. But besides that, it's a chance to hear a different interpretation. Johnson performed Absence. Did you prefer her recording or Vincent Cole's? But how can I offer a Bizet program on singing and other sins without something from Carmen? Teresa Berganza in the Habanera from Carmen by tonight's birthday boy, Georges Bizet. Bizet is, of course, best known for this opera, one of the most famous and popular of all operas, but which he believed a failure when he died at the age of 36 of a heart attack. From his student days in Rome, we'll now hear his Ouvre ton cœur. Open Your Heart, a bolero in which the singer recalls a ballad sung to him by the fair Ines. Remember, you can follow along with the English translation at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins.
Mm-hmm.
Was Cecilia Bartoli with Myung-Won Chung piano in Bizet's Ouvre ton cœur, Open Your Heart. The comparison recording is sung by Anne Murray, and though neither singer is French, both feel the spirit of this romantic song. Johnson in Open Your Heart by the featured composer of this edition of Singing in Other Sins, Georges Bizet. Many thanks to Dennis Moore for the instrumental selection. Previous programs can be found at the archive link at hawaiipublicradio.org/singing-and-other-sins. Next week, we'll begin a month-long series of recently composed art songs. Sometimes people believe that the genre died with Richard Strauss, but right now, in our own century, art song is being written, sung, and recorded, and that's what we'll enjoy for the month of November. This is your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.